Order, order.
The first four questions, a third of the total, were for Finance Minister Bill English, who was keen to use his answers to get across this basic message.
The fact is, this economy was in recession from the beginning of 2008. It was left in a mess by the previous government, and we are turning it around.
Mr English's criticism of Labor's economic management was challenged by their deputy leader, Annette King.
What did he mean when he also said on the 18th of December 2008, after the election and after the global financial crisis had hit, that, quote, in New Zealand, we have room to respond. This is the rainy day the government is saving up for, end quote. And did it relate to the previous government paying off debt, even when criticised by him for doing so?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, what I meant was exactly what the statement referred to, and that is at the time, government debt was relatively low. Although I might say the government didn't actually pay off debt, it actually just let the economy grew, and relative to the economy, the debt stayed flat.
That is so true!
Mr English was then taken from the political to the personal, with this question from Labor's Trevor Mallard.
Has the government estimated the cost to the taxpayer of the interest rate premium the government is paying as a result of his loss of credibility as Minister of Finance because of his housing scandal?
Order.
The Speaker ruled Trevor Mallard's question out of order.
The member has made an allegation that is totally inappropriate. The member cannot make that kind of allegation against another member of this House, and the standing orders are very clear on that.
Standing orders are also clear on the need for separation between the committee rooms and the chamber, raised in this question for National's David Bennett, as chairman of the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, from Labor's Carol Beaumont.
Is it the intention of the committee to express its regret to the submitter whose submission was rejected for being offensive?
Order, order, order. The member will resume his seat. Totally out of order. The chair of the committee can't predetermine what a committee may decide to do.
But after hearing argument from Trevor Mallard, the Speaker allowed him to ask David Bennett a supplementary question.
Has the chair of the committee written a letter or signed a letter or considered a letter inviting another submission on this bill and expressing regret?
Before David Bennett could answer, John Carter, as acting leader of the House, said the question was about the business of the committee before it had been reported back to the House.
And if we go down that line, it starts meaning that then the it may be that a submitter has come in to the made a submission in public before the committee, and then the House, before the committee's deliberated, could perhaps ask about that submission. And I'm not sure that that's where the Parliament wants to go or the House needs to go, quite honestly.
But the Speaker accepted Trevor Mallard's argument that a chairman writing a letter requesting a submission was a similar public act to making a press release.
With respect to the question, the chair of the committee could say the committee has made a decision for a certain course of action. I don't intend to divulge that to the House. And that would be a perfectly acceptable answer. Chairs of committees are perfectly capable, they're grown-up people, they're perfectly capable of answering questions in this House, or they shouldn't be chairs of committees. And if that's the situation, that can't be pursued further. The chair, though, of a committee is empowered to call for submissions. The chair doesn't need the approval of the committee to call for submissions. The chair can call for submissions and can be asked whether he has. In this House, the chair can be asked whether they've called for submissions.
The Speaker said the chairman need not go into detail.
If the question was the subject of a decision of the committee, that's the end of the matter. I invite David Bennett to answer the question.
In this case, the subject of the decision was a matter of the full committee, so there's no more to be said.
But there may be, if the Speaker has second thoughts in response to this final appeal from Trevor Mallard.
The traditional questions about decisions of committees about calling for submissions and dates by which they're due, on which there have been lots of questions to chairs and select committee in the past, couldn't be asked if the committee was involved in the decision. And there's no doubt that when a press statement had been issued on behalf of the committee by a chair, they could have been questioned in the past. I think they mightn't be under your ruling.
I hear the member, and I'll do that, because I don't want to have made rulings that compromise the the conventions of the House in this particular matter. It's not my intention. And if I've erred in any of my decisions today, I will most certainly come back to the House to clarify the matter further.
Parliament's back on Tuesday, October the 26th at 2. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.